situation, manifestation, representation of what we like in someone who might go the distance, be blowing in the wind with beginning and the end over and over again. The truth about love, it don't come all at once, it gets easier and harder all the time. And if you don't give up, when pushing comes to shove, it gets easier and harder all the time. It gets easier and harder all the time. Well, the house that you built will stand for much longer. Leave your ego outside, makes the foundation stronger. If you learn to compromise, it'll spare you some hell. Honey, we just might make it in spite of ourselves. Well, the truth about love, it don't come all at once. It gets easier and harder all the time. If you don't give up, when pushing comes to shove, it gets easier and harder all the time. Yeah, the truth about love, it don't come all at once. It gets easier and harder all the time. And if you don't give up, when pushing comes to shove, it gets easier and harder all the time. It gets easier and harder all the time. It gets easier and harder all the time.
He's out on the road right now, touring Canada with some great artists backing him up. That is William Prince with Easier and Harder. He has just been nominated for a couple of Junos for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year, as well as Songwriter of the Year at the 2024 Juno Awards. Before that, driving around, Mariel Buckley, both from Manitoba. She's incredible. She was long listed for the Polaris Prize last year and cannot wait to hear what she's got planned for us next. Now, we've got Jason Joshua and The Beholders. This is a really cool group from Miami, Florida, with Puerto Rican roots and also roots in the south side of Chicago. Here is Rose Gold by Jason Joshua and The Beholders on the jukebox.
Oh,
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Folk rock group Camp with Peach Fuzz. They're from Arlington, Ohio. And honestly, they get streamed a lot in Denver. Denver's got this really cool mountain folk vibe to it, and people there are always listening to great folk rock music. So that means Camp is in that category. I hope that many others are in that category too, because certainly what a wonderful genre to listen to, right? I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Music on deck from Barbara and Ernie. Now, this is from 1971, and it's kind of like late 60s psychedelia, soul, folk, rock. It uses a lot of funk and electric guitars, but it's contemporary jazz meets pop music, too. It's really interesting. I hope you dig it. It's called Somebody to Love. You'll know the song, I'm sure of it. Then we've got The Emotions. Yes, going back to the disco era from 1970. They're from Chicago, and this is a song that I didn't know of theirs. It's called I Like It, and I do. I like it, and I hope you do too. The Flood is up as well. Graham Jones is a mixed blood Ojibwe Anishinaabe singer living in Toronto, that is, and has just released a brand new record produced by Derek Downham, which is great. It's called Creatures and Criminals, and it's making waves on the Indigenous Music Countdown. So we're going to listen to The Flood coming up very soon. But before that, let's get to Australian rockers, The Temper Trap, with their huge hit from 2008, Sweet Disposition. Here it is on the jukebox.
Thank you. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. When birds swallow berries, they also ingest the seeds within the pulp. After just half an hour or so, they dispose of the seed by passing it through their digestive system or regurgitating it. Either way, the hard seeds wind up on the ground. There's an evolutionary reason for this. Plants that evolved fruits with edible flesh could attract birds to eat them. Then the birds transport the hard seeds within the soft fruits to new spots for them to take root. But birds do more than just carry the seeds. Their digestive system, including their muscular gizzard, grinds away the hard outer coating on seeds, making them more likely to germinate once the birds deposit them. What's more, seeds in a bird's droppings are prepackaged in nutrient-rich fertilizer when they hit the soil. Birds disperse seeds for more than 300 trees, bushes, and vines in North America. The benefits are mutual. A fruit-eating bird sows more fruit-bearing plants, leading to more fruit for birds to reap in the future. It's a relationship developed over millennia of coevolution. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.